Heavenly Father, I give thanks and praise for your goodness and your kindness that has never once failed. We have been invited into your presence, so we enter in humble, ready to receive. We thank you so very much for the provisions that you have offered us once again, and we bless all those who are in a position of fear, that the fear would reside and be replaced with the truth of who you are. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1. And we will be focusing on verse 7. Fear is contagious. It can spread faster than any fire, flood, or virus. Fear is familiar. It's like a traveling companion for some. Sometimes our minds can go to the worst case scenario without our permission. In my 46 years of life experience, I've noticed two things. One, the worst case scenario never happens. And two, I myself could never pull it off. So there I am. So there we are. Once again, walking away from a falsehood and gaining ground on the truth. But what is the truth? Pontius Pilate asked that question, right? Caius Veritas, what is truth? The truth is that a Savior comes to save in spite of the condition we are in. That's why he's Savior and we're not. Amen. While dying on the cross, Jesus asked of heaven, my God, why have you forsaken me? The harsh answer was and is so that we would not have to be. Not now, not ever. I looked to the living word and saw how fear caused Abraham to lie on Sarah. I looked to the living word and seen how fear caused the Hebrew people's hearts to go back to Egypt after their release from 400 years of bondage. I looked to the living word and saw how fear allowed me to damage my own witness. Fear has the ability these days to spread fast. So what is the truth of the matter? Brothers and sisters, I'm not a doctor. I have no medical terms to convey. I'm not a reporter or a statistician. I have no numbers for you. I am a believer. I am a well taken care of child of the Most High. The truth is, God doesn't buckle, he doesn't budge, and he doesn't flinch. He's better than us. That's the truth. The truth is, church, is that if you are holding fear, or worse, fear is holding you, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Not us. Keep your witness strong. If you have been, keep it. If you have not been, rise up. You have more help now than you ever did. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but Lord, help me, because I have not always done a good job of sharing. But God has not given us believers, the called out, a spirit of fear. He's not given us a spirit of fear so we can turn it in. We can turn that fear in. We don't have to let that spread. We don't have to let it set up a stronghold in our hearts and infiltrate our speech. I looked to the living word and I found in it a 3-for-1 deal that the Lord is offering. The Lord has told me in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but what he has done, if we turn in our fear, in return, God will give us power. He will give us love and he will give us a sound mind, which is necessary for all times. We need his power. We most certainly need his love. And we definitely need a sound mind. There are a lot of decisions that are being made without a sound mind behind them. But that's not us. No, that's definitely not us. Because the Bible has told me, God's word has told me that if I do possess fear, I don't have to keep it because God didn't give me that. So I don't have to own that. I can let that go. And in return, power, love, and a sound mind is me. It is us. The Lord's storehouse, let me say this in closing. The Lord's storehouses are full. The worst case scenario never happens. His storehouses are full. I know because I checked. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears. Amen. Amen.